Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's daily indignities. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Rob, I understand we're going to talk about pranks, but you're not going to prank me now, are you?
No, I haven't lured you here under false pretenses, Felix.
I'm looking around.
You don't have to watch out for anything.
I'm not even blinking, man.
A few weeks ago, I did travel up to New York to prank a friend, Dan Pashman. Now, he does a food podcast called The Sporkful, where they look at interesting ways to talk about food and stuff like that. So I thought...
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I thought, okay, I'm going to do a food prank on him. And I came up with this idea that I was going to give him a chili surprise. I was going to pretend it was a Sachs family recipe and get him to eat some really nasty chili. Now, right. I went up there and I had my friend Wynn film it, and we recorded it, and I wanted to tell you about how it all went.
Well, but you traveled all the way up to New York just to give him some really rank chili. I mean, couldn't you have just mailed him some or, like, created a scratch and sniff or something?
I thought about that, too. As I'm sitting on the train ride going all the way up from D.C. to New York, I'm thinking, all this just to make him taste something gross? I have to augment this prank a little bit. So before I went to my brother's apartment where I was going to lure him in to give him the chili,
right,
I decided to go to Abracadabra Superstore. Now, this is a place filled with Halloween costumes and movie set props and, of course, novelties and gags and pranks and stuff. So I talked to the owner, Bob Pinzone, and I said to him, what are some of the stuff I can get here?
And what'd you get at Abracadabra?
So he showed me some of the classic stuff, like a whoopee cushion, and then he said, okay, you can get fake beer where it looks like real beer, but it doesn't taste very good. And then he gave me things like...
I've had that before.
Garlic candy, you know, stuff like that. Things I've seen before. Or exploding soap, where you pick up what looks like soap, and it's really a cap that goes off, and... So that's supposed to get you. But the thing that intrigued me the most was this product called Liquid Ass. And this is him showing me what Liquid Ass is all about.
The smell is so foul. All right?
Wow.
That when the invoice comes in, you can't even smell the invoice. I almost gagged one time that when that happened. If you could take a little whiff of that.
A little whiff of the instant.
No, don't even open. You don't have to open it. Just smell the right here.
Okay.
It's nasty. Don't
I don't
open.
Want to clear out this. So don't even.
Just smell the edge.
Oh!
I tell you, I think what they do is just, you know, from the source. I think it just comes. That smell comes directly from the source. It's called Liquid Ass for a reason.
Now, it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty much the foulest thing I've ever smelled. Now, the thing is, that was so, so foul, he got me scared about even opening it. I mean, that smell, I didn't even open it up. That was just sniffing the cap with it closed.
And it really smelled that bad?
It smelled like I was sticking my head into a septic tank. That's what it smelled like. I couldn't believe it. It was so strong and powerful. So I said to Bob, I said, I can't open this up in my brother's apartment or he's going to kill me when he gets home. I have these like flashbacks of getting noogies when I was little. Like he was just going to pounce on me or like, you know, do the thing where he almost spits in my face and then slurps it back. Like my brother was going to kill me. So I had to get run-of-the-mill fart spray, which in itself was pretty bad, but this one smelled like rotten eggs, and Bob promised me it would dissipate faster than the liquid ass.
Okay, well, then what was your plan of attack? Since once you open up the liquid ass, isn't it all over?
Right, so I had to figure out, like, how am I going to do this? Because once you realize he's being pranked, everything I do after that is going to be suspect. So my plan was to go in and lure him into the bathroom. I was going to pretend to wash my hands, and I was going to use the whoopee cushion to simulate, okay, I'm having a bad time in the bathroom. Then I was going to spray the fart spray, right? And then I thought, okay, I'll serve him the fake beer. And then if he's still not onto it, then hopefully I could lead him into eating the Sachs family chili, the fake Sachs family chili, which I augmented with gefilte fish because I thought that would be gross.
Oh, my God.
And then I poured in a whole bottle of pickles and pickle juice because I thought chili and pickle juice, that has to taste gross, right? And then I'd cap it off with a mint at the end, but of course it would be a garlic mint.
Then you could bottle your own liquid ass after that.
I know. I was like, okay, this sounds pretty good. I'm going to get him. He's going to be pranked. So I got Dan to the apartment, and I said to him, okay, thank you so much for coming. And I tried to explain to him this deep family tradition we have, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to wash my hands now. We have a ritual washing of the hands. And then, of course, I let rip with the whoopee cushion. At that point, to my surprise, he came out with kind of this puzzled face, but he still was, I mean, he's being filmed, he's keeping in character, and he was like, okay, all right, what's next? So then I hand him the beer. This is what he says.
This is warm and doesn't seem to have bubbles. Oh. It doesn't feel the same temperature as this bottle.
Let me pour you the other one, then.
Is this urine?
As you can see, he's starting to feel like, wait, what's going on here? But I still had him on the hook, right? And then I serve up the chili, and I made myself real chili, just, you know, from a can. And then I gave him the Sachs family chili, and this is what his reaction to that.
Mmm. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Are there pickles in here?
There are.
Interesting.
There are some pickles.
That's interesting. I think that I like that.
Yeah. So, Felix.
He's totally.
I'm thinking now, what do I have to give this guy? I mean, the thing is that he does this food podcast where he's always eating crazy stuff, which I didn't take into account. So he's like, pickles, I like that. And then I tasted it, and I was like, oh, my God. I mean, because I tasted it beforehand. It did taste sufficiently nasty. But what also I didn't account for is that, I guess, gefilte fish kind of melds into, I mean, the chili flavor is so strong that I lost the gefilte fish. He didn't even realize it was in there until I had to explain to him, yes, there's gefilte fish in here.
Is there really gefilte fish in here?
There really is gefilte fish.
But, like, is that really a Sachs family recipe?
No. Why would we put gefilte fish in our chili?
I thought it was a kosher thing.
Even after I told him I put in gefilte fish, he was like, oh, that's so unique. So finally, I had to give him a garlic mint and say, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, this may be not working out so well. And this is his reaction to that.
Does the mint taste okay to you?
Why did you take it out of your mouth so quickly?
Well, I think it's time to let you in on what's going on here. These are actually garlic mints.
Oh, boy. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of good, though.
He even thought that was good.
You can't beat this guy.
I couldn't.
He's unprankable.
I know. So I finally said, dude, I mean, didn't you at least notice that the bathroom smelled horrible when you went in there? And he said,
I noticed an unpleasant odor in there, yes. And I heard some bizarre sounds coming from there while you were in there.
Right. Well,
which was strange.
So everything just seemed strange and off, but I think that I didn't quite get him because he has this huge penchant for nasty stuff. So I didn't know what to do. I tried everything, and that exploding soap, Felix, never even worked.
Nothing.
I tried it out, and you know it worked on those caps things, and I tried it for like 10 minutes, and you know those novelty gifts—they're not like the most expensive, the right, most precision quality built things here. So
and the liquid ass?
The liquid ass, I finally had him sniff it because I was like, this is why I didn't use on you. And now I regret it. Now I'm thinking maybe it was worth the noogie. You know? I think that maybe I could have pulled this off a little bit better had I not myself chickened out and feared my brother's reprisals if I had opened it. So perhaps when I noticed he liked the chili, maybe at that point I just should have just thrown some liquid ass on him. So you like that, huh?
Can we even say liquid ass on the radio?
This is a podcast. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to try to say it as many times as we can.
Yeah, ass. Okay. I'll keep saying it, ass.
Rob, that was a nice try on that guy. But don't even think about trying on me because I don't have to travel down from New York. I'm just down the hallway.
I know. That's the worst part about this is that not only did I not get Dan as well as I wanted to, but now I'm on his list. He's like, oh, well, Rob tried to get me, and let's see what I can do. And maybe he won't be afraid to open up the bottle of liquid ass on me.
Walk carefully, my friend. Walk carefully.
I'll try to do that.
Okay, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Felix Contreras.
and I'm Rob Sachs. And Felix, I want to remind fans that they can see all of this and how it went down or didn't go down over at the What Would Rob Do website. That's whatwouldrobdo.com, all one word, where you can see the video. And you can also comment on my blog and purchase the book, which comes out in just a few weeks.
Right on about that, man.